in this room worshiping, praising the Lord in the way that we're talking about here. People who hadn't experienced it before. People who were coming because they heard about it. Father Dale taught about it from the pulpit. There were nice little mini teachings in the bulletin about it. The word was spread. And it was just amazing. The Lord did far more than we thought or imagined. Didn't he, Father Dale? Yes. Amen. Didn't he, SPN folks?
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And then what happened was, for those of you who weren't here, it didn't cost a lot to do. There were sheets that we put up. You can see there's little brackets all on there to hide that. And then all across the front here. And then we made just a very simple altar. Wasn't it pretty?
Yeah.
And we didn't have the lights, and we brought lamps from all around the place, all from over the rectory and from different places. We had lamps sitting around, and we had used a lot of candles, and it was just lovely. And people, so many people also said that they had gone home and came back around 10 or whatever, and coming up in the parking lot and just seeing the glow, you know, from the candles and all, coming from this room, hearing people praising and worshiping the Lord, that it was just so beautiful, you know, to come in. And at midnight, we still had a full house. The Lord truly blessed it. He really did. And, you know, there was the Spirit, I think, was flowing freely. Many people shared, you know, their sense of the Lord's word, that, you know, we praised and worshiped, like what happened this morning, you know, and then people shared either prophetically or shared scripturally or, you know, just shared from their own heart. And it was wonderful. And so I guess I share that.
I was told that it sounded like angels
singing. Yeah. And I think it does. I think whenever we worship the Lord in that way and pray in the Holy Spirit, it does. It does sound, it's like the angelic chorus, as the scripture tells us. And we're that angelic chorus. We sound because we're praying in the, you know, in the realm of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord, I think, just so honors praise and worship of Him. So honors it and then blesses us through it and drew people who had never had that type of experience at all, you know, from the parish and drew people to the Lord in that way. Yeah. It was wonderful. You're going to be hearing more about it. And you're going to be hearing, much more about it, I'm sure. So. That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you be sure to be there. That's right. That reminds me of when, years back, when we had the Charismatic Pentecost Mass here at St. Philip Neri. Were any of you there for that? You were there, Terry? Yeah, I was on the service committee at that time. And it was, the bishop was on it, and there were other people, you know, from the Charismatic Renewal in the area. And so it all came about, you know, well, we need a nice-sized church, and we want a church in the round. Because at that time, we hadn't really expanded our tent pegs to the point of saying, you know, you don't really have to sit in a circle to praise the Lord. But then everybody thought you had to sit in a circle to praise the Lord. So honestly,
it sounds silly now.
Doesn't it? It does sound silly now. But that's how it was, and they were the beginnings, you know, that started like back in the mid-70s here in this diocese. Well, anyway, somebody, I don't even remember who, said St. Philip Neri. I often think about this when we're sitting over in church, thought, boy, this is going full circle.
Mm-hmm.
And the bishop called Father Zurbach, and he wasn't going to participate, but we could have the facility. So that's fine. And so we had the facility, and I remember one of the priests who was organizing it, Father Dave, he was expecting, he thought big, he was expecting the whole parking lot to be filled. He said that the beltway would be backed up. We were going to have to put speakers out there on the parking lot. The church was filled, and it was a wonderful celebration, and it really was. The church was filled, and it was a wonderful celebration. I just think that his word there, a prophecy, just has not yet to be fulfilled. And I think that is yet to come. Amen? But that happened here, and I think, you know, I think it's not by chance now that the Holy Spirit is really working in miraculous ways here at SPN. And of course, using Father Dale as the instrument of that for his people, and how so many people are responding. Just so many people are responding, and that's a wonderful thing, because hearts are being transformed, lives are being changed, bodies are being healed, you know, wounded emotions are being healed, and that's wonderful. And that's why, you know, to give our hearts to the Lord, and then to be open. And I think praise and worship is a skill. You know, it doesn't just come automatically, because as Father Dale had said, you know, it's not part of who we are. We didn't grow up spiritually with it. Other churches have, and other churches do not have that theology of quiet and silence. But we have to deal with where we are. And in the Catholic tradition, that's how it's been. So, okay, we say that, we see that, and we say, but that's not the fullness of what the Lord wants for us. So as a result, then we're going to develop that. And so how do we develop any skill that we need to learn? It's by practicing it, right? So we need, I think, to take every opportunity that we have, whether we gather in a small group with people, whether we gather in a large group such as this, whether we gather for teaching or Bible study or whatever, to take time to praise and worship the Lord. Because what happens, I think, is the anointing falls when we praise and worship him, and the anointing is that sense of who he is, that presence, that falls, and we can feel that. It's like nothing you can reach out and touch, but you feel like you could touch it. Mm-hmm. You've experienced that, but it's just the whole environment changes, and the anointing is there. When the anointing is there, then he speaks his word. He moves among us, he touches us, and he brings healing. And he brings his love, and he covers us with his love and his care. And he shepherds us in the way that only he can. So I would really encourage all of us to do that whenever we have the opportunity, but then also do it each day. Take time in your prayer time to worship him. Put on one of those beautiful CDs, you know, if that's a help to you. I know that's a help to me. Sing along with it. And then when that favorite song goes off, you know, start praying in tongues. Start singing in tongues. You know, have your own little mini prayer meeting, if you will. Your own little worship time with the Lord. You know, you can do it. You know, you do it at home when you're, you know, when you're making dinner. You can do it when you're driving. I do it going down 695 to 702, you know, in the morning. You can do it in the shower. You know, you sound really good in the shower. You know, but to practice that each day, and to give your heart to the Lord, and to lift your heart to him and praise and worship in the way that we do. And what happens is that skill will get stronger and stronger. And you'll find then when you make it a habit to do that each day, that when you come then into his presence in gatherings such as this, You'll find that you'll be able to sustain your praise much longer. You'll find that you're more blessed by it. You'll find that you don't run out of steam as quickly, you know, and you're not going to be struggling for like what to say, because you've been doing that and you've grown in that skill of praising him. Amen. So in closing, some of the characteristics of our praise and worship should be that we know that we've been called to worship him, that he commands us through the scriptures. If you just take Psalm 100 is a wonderful psalm to use as a springboard to praise and worship. And that we worship when we worship and praise Him, that we know who we're worshiping. We're worshiping God alone. It's that relationship, it's that love we bring to Him and He brings back to us. We focus, our focus at that time then, should be on biblical praise. Biblical praise is making those joyful sounds. Biblical praise is being a little noisy, if you will, according to Psalm 100. And it's knowing that you're serving Him. Like sometimes people will say, I don't know how I should serve the Lord. Right? Particularly people that are just coming into a relationship with the Lord and they're looking for things to do. The first thing we do is to go and worship of Him. That is a very, very important, that's the first thing we should do to serve the Lord, is to worship Him. Serve the Lord and do it in gladness. You know, be happy about it and know He'll stir up that joy as we do it. And then we balance that. It should be a balance of seriousness, of letting the Lord speak to our hearts and convict our hearts of certain things we need to change or whatever He's saying to us. And enthusiasm, a balance of seriousness and enthusiasm and joyfulness that we're bringing to Him, you know. And what Phil's saying, if you're happy, let your face know it. You know, so we wanna be enthusiastic about what the Lord has done and what He is doing for us. And then in doing that, I think it helps us avoid sin in our life. I really do. You've found that too. I think by having, you know, the daily practice of praising and worshiping the Lord and growing in that it really keeps us mindful, you know, of Him in our life and in our heart. It keeps Him, our mind becomes renewed. We heard in Romans 12:2 today, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind so you'll know what is the good and pleasing will of God for you. So as we stay close to Him in praise and worship, you know, our mind is changed. We hear something and we know that's not from the Lord. That's not what He would want me to do. Or that's not the conversation that He wants me to enter into. Or that's not the way I should respond to Christian brothers and sisters. You know, because we're more aware. It raises our consciousness of who we are to be as His children and as brothers and sisters to one another. Amen? Amen. So Lord, we thank You and we praise You. Just for speaking to us today, we thank You, Lord, that You have created us to praise and worship You. We thank You, Lord, that You teach us how to do that, and that as we open our hearts to You in this way, that You come to us fully, that Your anointing rests upon us, that we hear Your voice, that You speak to our hearts, and that You guide us in accordance with Your will. Lord, we thank You for the way You are allowing us to grow in that. We ask that we would continue to grow, that You would teach us, that You would speak to us through one another in our own personal time of prayer, through the scriptures, and that our praise and worship would grow in abundance, because we just want to magnify You, we just want to love You, we say all holiness unto You, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we thank You for this time of learning of praise and worship. We ask that You bless us as we go forth this day. That we can enjoy the beauty that You have surrounded us with. We praise and thank You for that, Jesus. And we pray this as we do all things. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our Healer and our Redeemer. Amen.